before for Clemson and Bates. Mostly I got it to tonight. Let's see if we can get through two blot. Yeah, because they're long. I love a base, yes. If they found a merit for the person who was supposed to be put to death, but true, they let him off the hook. And if not, Yetzilisokel goes out to be stoned. The notice will go out in front of him. Each plane you've been playing, so and so, the son of so and so, Yetzilisokel is going to have to be stoned. Now, Shoav Raver plans to the command that he transgressed so and so, the Savera. Well, plenty of Adam and so are his witnesses. Homishia Delo, Adus, anybody knows, Chus, anybody knows any merit from Yovo, if you allow me to come and testify to that merit. Tani, we learned. Shora Yetzili Sokel. Now, this one I actually had back in Boba Kama. And it says, that'll come up in a moment. Tani, Shora Yetzili Sokel, an ox which is going to have to be stoned. Venim to Adam Zomim, the Adam were found to be Adam Zomim. So Rabbi Yochanan said, anybody, the owner already gave up hope on getting it back. So Kodim Bo is Zochab. Anybody takes the first, he marries, he gets it. Rabbi Shlomo said, Hefker Tosu. No, it's not true Hefker, because it was under the mistaken impression that the ox was going to be killed. Turned out it wasn't going to be killed. Bechain Evidi Eitzel Yisaka, so to a slave which is going to have to be stoned. Bechdisha Bailam and his owner made it hektish. Now the Mechamayim and the Korban Eida changed gears here to Venim to Eid of Zomim to make it parallel to Laskis. The Eidim were found to be lying, and therefore he already gave up hope, and as a result, it's we have same machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Zochel Atzmo. Yochanan says he acquires himself since he goes hefker. If he's hefker, he goes free. Rishon Shmar Yehu Shel Tov. So yeah, he gave up hope erroneously. But the back when we learned Baba Kama, we did mention that there where the Girtza isn't it. Indeed, Nimtzel Edim Zomim, there's whole kash there, and Gilina Shas, yes, how can you give up hope from getting your Eved? You know, he can even serve you on the way to the gallows, right? He can do stuff for you. So therefore, actually, and there was Samech that talks about, and he actually prefers this Girsh of Yekdisho Baila. So it's really, don't give up hope. What you might do is make it hektish, and the question is whether that hektish was a mistake or not a mistake. Okay, so it could be either version can work. The version of Yekdisho Baila, in lieu of Yehush, or Nimtzu Edim Zomim, and then the issue would be, if the Edim returned out to be Zomim, whether Yehush Tos would be a proper Yehush or not.
Why don't you need a second example?
You wouldn't. That's what you're right. That's why it makes sense. That's why the Girsa in front of us does make sense. When you learn Baba Kama, I was inclined towards the Girsa, which we have in front of us here.
What's the purpose of making Yehush? I mean, it's making
Yehush,
but...
Well, I think it's might as well, you know.
That's
the flaw in that Girsa. No, he did survive, I guess, after Gemara did whatever he would make between now and the time he's executed. Yeah, he did a few long time. But you're right, each Girsa has problems and has advantages. Rolling basis Girsa for Amos, if he's more, when he's 10 Amos away from the bed from being stoned, normally say he's Spadeg, say Vidui. Shekhen there called most of his body, anybody who's killed. It should say confession. Anybody confess has a portion of the world to come. We found by Ochon. Charmingly, Yeshua said to him, "Bini, my son, Simcha, no kavod l'Hashem. Okay, so give honor to God, the Lord of Israel. But say no, so don't give a confession. Va'aged no li." And tell me, Ma, see, so what you did, Avchemene, do not hire a thing for me. V'ayin ha'chonos Yoshua, Chon, respond to Yoshua, V'ayim said, Amnon, Ochi, Chotas, indeed I sin. V'ashem, okay, so to God, Lord of Israel. V'chotos, Zisi, I did such and such. V'nan, Jesus, Karpel, I don't know that his V'idu, it's on for him. V'ashem, it says, V'ayom, Yoshua said, Ma, Chartonu, why have you muddled us? Right, cause this to sully us, perhaps is a better translation. Yakucho Hashem b'yom hazeh, Hashem should sully you today. And we dash in that yom hazeh to achor today, you are sullied, v'ant achor lo aslo, but not the world to come, because your death is a kapara of you. In many of the Odeh Lisfaros, if he does not know how to confess, Ormilo, because he's kind of dumb, Ormilo is saying more, just say, Tehemi Sosi Kaparo Kamilo, say, may my death be atonement on all my sins. Maybe it says, Mi Odeh Hushum Zumam, if he knows that Edim Zomim might come, in other words, he knows that his conviction was a frame-up and that they were lying, Yomar, he may say, Tehemi Sosi Kaparo Kamilo, say, may my death be a kapora on all my averus, chutz min oven hazeh, except for this sin. Amarloso, they said him Cain. If that was the case, you call them Amir Cain. Everybody will say that, even though it's not true, because that's in order to exonerate themselves, in order to safeguard their reputation after the death. So therefore, they claim you don't allow a person to say that. Ad Motzei, you find. Now, there's I have to give a disclaimer to the Gemara tonight. We're going to learn tonight. Most of them have parallels elsewhere about in Yerushalmi, but I prepared most of this on the road and at the last minute to be completely honest and above board. So, therefore, you will not be getting the full benefit of comparative studies. Okay. At Motze, you find Shemol Ochon Bacherim. When Ochon committed Me'ilah against that Cherim, against the what happened was that when they conquered Yericho, they placed a ban on anybody deriving any benefit from any of the captured goods. And Ochon went, and he did it nonetheless, right? Amotzik Shamal Ochon Bachem, when he committed this act of Ela, and then several Jews died in the first abortive attempt to conquer Ai, 36, and some say 36, Morris says in Sanhedrin. Some say 36 was corresponding to Menashe, the Mocher ben Menashe, who was killed, who was corresponding to the majority of Sanhedrin. But be that as may, there were deaths in battle. So it's Yeshua in face of Ne'akosh Baruch Hu. So Yeshua started appeasing Hashem. He said, "Avamar," and he said, "Ribbono Shel Olam, tell me who's this matzel." Ne'akosh Baruch Hu. Ne'akosh Baruch Hu said, "Ani mefarsin kobira." It's not my responsibility to it's interesting. Hashem says it's not my responsibility to publicize anybody. Interesting, Kodesh Baruch Hu's saying, sounds like a very strange frumkai on Kodesh Baruch Hu's part, but he says that I'm not talking Lashon Hara. In other words, this is for you to find out, right? It's not my job to expose criminals. It's an interesting concept. Okay, one could probably have some theological discussion there, but we're not. What you should do is stand Israel tribe by tribe, v'apel in gross and make lots. Miyadni motzio, immediately I will find the smoke them out for you. I'll find them out for you by identifying him. Odol sif zavus tes v'ashkim Yoshua boker. Yoshua got up early in the morning after he said Yoshua and he drew army so close going to its tribes via Pil and Gorlos and he cast upon lots. I went back, sorry. But Hashem says Yoshua v'elokeid ocham min karmi ben zerach matei yudah, and there was captured in the lottery ocham ben karmi ben zerach from the tribe Yudah. Amalei ocham of the ochams made light of the guard said, "Ma, but girl, talk up, say anyway, you're going to find me through a girl. Leis b'cho ain dora kosher el atu pinchos. There's no greater, more kosher person in this entire generation other than you and Pinchos. Ask in, bring up, in Nibs in the territory of transgression to Tzavin. Minelikon, draw lots between the two of you. Fantos, which the oral says is Greek for definitely. Nimit paschad mikon, in other words, it depends always who the pool of the lottery is. In other words, in a large pool, anybody come out of a small pool, it would only be eeny, meeny, miny, mo, right? So who says, I'm the one? That's the way lotteries work. Somebody had to be, of course. So, v'lo, now he had a Moshe Rabbah. Moshe, your Rebbe, leis men mechel tlosin, or arboin yoyim. He's only dead for 30 or 40 days. The Shai Dizel says it was no less than 46 days, but obviously 30 or 40 means, approximately, right? Lochen Alfan Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu teach us al pishnayim etim, right? But based on two witnesses. So Risa Tosh, because you're beginning up with a mistake. So it's Bosin Shor Tzafi Yoshua Baruch Hashem. At that time, Yeshua gazed and saw with divine prophecy. Shumachakis li Yisrael esel oretz begorol. He's going to divide up Eretz Yisrael to the Jews by lot. Although Sivas Avot says, "Vashlech lem Yoshua Garol," Yoshua cast for them a lottery. And Marmia Ta'ot, if that's the case, he says, if Yoshua thought to himself, if I follow what this fellow is saying, Achon, Anu Motzim Shushem Agos, are going to say, going to spread bad rumors about the effectiveness of lotteries. Below not only that, Elishim Skaimu Achshav, if we sustain his protestations now, if we sustain the lottery now, Then you call it so and then I'm so all say, Bleeding Fossils in the Sky moved by capital crimes, the lottery work, Koshkim Dimro, certainly by monetary matters, the lottery work. And vice versa, me both Lakshov, if now we're going to sustain Achon's complaints and cancel lottery, you call it so me all of my soul will say, if by Dina and Fossils, Baklu, by Dina and Fossils, we cancel the lottery. And even a coach came, but they most certainly have to disregard a lottery by Dina Momras. So he go out and ask what the coach game is. Maybe by Dina Fossils we don't rely on the lottery, but by Dina Momras would rely on the lottery, right? Maybe by capital crime we don't rely on lotteries, but by monetary reward. So I think the answer is that obviously Amiso would assume that there's a special Ashgacha Pratis in the Goro by Dina Fossils. And if nonetheless, if that Goron Dini Foshos does not work, so Kavachomer Goron Dini Momen still assumed doesn't work. Because if that Ashkocha is not present in a capital crime, it's certainly not going to be present in a minor issue. Of course, we know, but there's the by Yoino, they threw him into the sea based on Goron as well, right? And the Sefer Chassidim actually says that Goron is an effective tool in being Don Dini Foshos. I don't know exactly how you do it in all cases, but he learns from these Gemaras that one can actually can use it. Anyway, be that as it may, so Yeshua started persuading both Yeshua, I skipped a couple words. At that time, Yeshua started, began with Fais Lachon to try to persuade Achon. And he made it to a good claim, taken oath by God of Israel. But he said to him, listen, B'nai, my son, seem no kavod l'Hashem, okay, so give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yan Achon es Yehoshua. Yehoshua, Achon responded to Yehoshua, V'yom, and he said, Omda, it's true. Ma Omda, what is Omda? Kushta, it's true. Anochi Chotasi l'Hashem, okay, so I sin to God, Lord of Israel. Omale, now, it says there, that the Achon says, Kazos v'kazos asisi, I did this and this. Now Yeshua said, Ma ana boy mi na achara. What did I ask you to do about? I only asked you about one thing. Vatamata litarta, you're telling me about a second thing? Now Yeshua was willing to let him off the hook for the chayim of Yericho. But Achon himself tripped himself up because he admitted to other crimes as well. And Yeshua said, why are you telling me more? Don't tell me more. No Miranda rights, right? But the problem was that we don't have Miranda rights. Right, anything you say can what? That's not by Din Malchus. That's only by Din based in. But Din Malchus doesn't work that way. Yeshua was done. Yeshua judging based on Din Malchus. So we don't have anything you say. You can incriminate on that basis. He gave partial immunity here, but he didn't give full immunity, right?
Yeshua was
going to
let him off
the hook, was going to let him off the hook if all he did was Yericho. But Achon then confessed more. Only Ani Shemarotim Becherem Midian. I did already a Meila. I transgressed and derived and stole stuff in the Cherem of Midian in the Midbar. Cherem Yericho and Yericho as well. All right, and Chumash Tzuna Chumash said more that Bar Pocha Rami Mal Achamal. He transgressed four Charami. He was basically a kleptomania. B'Cherem Kanani, Melech Arad, B'Cherem back of Kanani, the king of Arad, B'Cherem Sichem V'Og, B'Cherem Midian, B'Cherem Richo, every Cherem they had till now. Rami Nanchev Kifer Lobidua, how do we know that his veto worked for him? Shneur Marat says, the children of Zerach were Zimri and Eson the Gomer. And we had that, even though it doesn't say Achon there, we said we darsh in his presence. Roshim Lehemer, Zimri to Achon. Zimri is Achon. Also, Maisa Zimri. Because he acted like Zimri, the from the tribe of Shimon, who committed that sin by Shittim. Now, Achon was like that he committed a public crime, not public crime, but committed a crime which affected all of Am Yisrael. So he's called Zimri. Rabbi Shulam and Achon Amar, Haman, another one of the sons in Ruli there, Haman is Achon. Haman is like Emuna, trust, and or like truth. And Amnah is also trust or truth. and into the, he said, truth, I did sin. That was what Achon said. So Kula Chamishon, it says all the children of Zerach, including Zimri or, and Haman, whichever one is Achon, they are all five. Where you can't count, they don't know that to buy them. And Malami teaches us that Ochan also has a portion to the world to come. Okay? Period. There's a case, a certain individual was going to have to be killed, and say, may my death be an atonement on all my sins? May my death be an atonement on all my sins. Except for this Aveira. If I did it, Ayum Choli may not be forgiven to me. Ubeisin Yisroel Yenoki. But I let Beisin off the hook because they were misguided. Ushebod of Reitzel Chachamim. When the man of Kedah Chachamim, Zoga named their eyes cried. Amr is a very strange story. Amr, they said, Lach Zero Efshar. What? If I did it,
yeah.
It could be a right. I think that's what the Gemara actually says in Sanhedrin in the Bavli. It could be a right. That only if I did it, they're not going to be, otherwise they'll be liable. Anyway, Shabbat Abreich Tzolom is a name, they start crying. Amalai said, Zeri Efshar. Very strange. They can't take him back. Shaino Dover so, because then there is no end to the matter, because then all of our legal processes will be overturned. So, it's the witness's fault, not our fault. But it's a very strange thing, because you figure, you know, you're not going to kill somebody based on keeping your legal procedure intact, right? And you can elect the president based on that, but not kill people. So, but that's what they did. Now, this fellow who was going to be out to be killed, as I started saying before, I waited till now, was the son of Shimon ben Shetach. And this story is, I don't remember it's brought down explicitly in the Bible, but I think it is more or less there explicitly. And it's based on the following. Actually, we're going to learn more about it later this evening, but right now, I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Erev ben Achoma. May I see the salvation, which is language of an oath. If I did not kill an Eid Zomim, meaning I did kill an Eid Zomim, in order to repudiate the Sadducees. The Sadducees say Eid Zomim is not killed until he actually causes somebody to be killed. Shemar nefesh tachas nefesh, right? The soul for a soul. But we paskin, it's only if they didn't kill. If they didn't kill based on the say-so. So I kill an Eid Zomim to prove that that's the case before he actually caused the death. Amar lo shemachetha said, Erev ben Achoma, he took an oath. Lo malim lo kilu shafachta dam noki. If they don't count the Shemayim as if you spilled innocent blood because at that he killed one witness, Yehuda ben Tabai. And the loch is Eidim Zomim, and he both witnesses, Achia Zumushneim, and he had a single Eid Zomim, not a pair of Eid Zomim. So, Bozer Shokibel of Shlo Yira Elmi Pishetto Shim Shetto. That the Yudah Vitab said about himself, he's not going to pass the law, Shim Shetto signs on with him because he saw he did something wrong. Now, Shim Shetto Chayodov Chamuz, Shim Shetto had hot hands. Hot hands meaning he was very, very, it's not clear exactly how it translates, but it means that he was very, zealous in fulfilling the rites of Hashem, and as we will see in a few moments, he killed 80 witches in one day in Ashkelon. The story of Rashi brings down in Gemara Makas. What?
Itchy
trigger finger. It's also here in the Sanhedrin. So the relatives are upset. Asa Sia, the relatives of the witches. This is the Harry Potters of the day. So Asa Sia Sleitzonim. So a group of scoffers came. They said, "Hovo Eitz and Yisodo, let's take a plot and let's testify in Shimon Shetov's son that he was liable to death penalty. Benito and Linnea were going to have his son killed. Asido Lovey, so they testified on Shimon Shetov's son, and he was a fellow mentioned on top. Benigma didn't learn, and it was possible he should be killed. And the Minavik Lemiskatlo, when he was going to be killed, Amalei, the witnesses finally said, Mari, my master. They said either to Shimon. I don't know if they said to Shimon Shetov himself, because he probably wasn't sitting in judgment on his own son. But it seems that way. And I guess Shimon Shetov then went to the Sanhedrin. They said, my master, Shikrin, or our master, Shikrin, we were liars. So the father wanted to plead that they should let his son off. And Amar Le'a, so Shimon Shetov's son said, Abba, my from my father, if you want the salvation to come through you, make me like a threshold. It's a very strange statement. I don't understand. In other words, he's basically saying that I'm willing to go to the gallows in order to further the cause. I'm not sure what cause is being furthered. Yeah, I don't know exactly. But obviously he felt that Yoshim and Cheto somehow had to show that he was not, what's the word? Yeah, he was objective. He was not playing favorites. Not playing. He was no Gavit Dover, obviously, but he wasn't playing favorites. He was balanced, right? So therefore, he was impartial. He wasn't impartial towards the son.
He's trying to maintain the judicial process, but the judicial process says that these are Edom's
own. They're not Edom's own.
Oh, they just said that they lied.
They said they lied.
They weren't proven to be
liars. They weren't proven to be liars, right. So somehow they want to sustain the... I guess you have to have been there. I guess it's like the time of the French Revolution, if one of the members of the revolutionary government had decided they had to kill their child. I don't know exactly where how you'd find a parallel. Anyway, be as it may. That's the end of that story. He was killed. We'll come back to Shimon ben Chetach later. Why Shimon ben Chetach was on the defensive will come up in the next spot. Ma'aseh chasid echad. Now here's a very, very interesting story. Ma'aseh chasid echad is not a Bavli. Ma'aseh an individual. He was going down the road. Rosh neighbor, the other is cocking the car when he saw two people involved bestiality with a dog. Okay. So walking down the street. Okay. Yeah. So I said, you see, we're not holding by that yet, all right? Things are worse in the old days. Okay, the Alta Titan. So Armin, they said, Ani Yodi Du Garba Chasid, we know there's a pious individual. Ozi Lamasid Alon, he's going to go and testify against us. Umaran David and King David Kotu Alon is going to kill us. So this is obviously a very ancient story. It's happening times of David Amelech. So what are we going to do? Elnikdame Benista the Lovey, we're going to testify against him. Isavi the Lovey, and they testified against him that he had relations with a dog. Venema Daniel Lurigan, he was killed. Now, as a whole, there are some interesting questions. He says, the law is Medin Malchus, you can kill, a king can kill without proper witnesses. Right? And this chassid, had he testified, he would only have been one witness, right? Which works in Dina Malchus. When a king sits in judgment, he doesn't need two witnesses. No, the flaw of that is, though, the Rambam seems to say that's only true about when he's being Don Reutzchim, not when he's being Don Megali Arias. And these bestiality guys, they were not Reutzchim. So he says, it seems in the Yushami holds it even by, there's Dina Malchus, not just by Shvichas Domim, not just by murder, but also by Ilya Rice as well, which is a Kiddush. Okay? Not say it's such a big chiddush, but that's what it says here. Anyway, Vusha David Amayat, so David says, Hatila Michem Nafshi, save from the sword, my soul. Miakev Chidasi, from the door, from the hands of the dog, my chido, which is part of my nefesh as well. Micherev, what the means of save me from the two averas I committed. What's avera number one? Micherev is Micherev Uriah, from the sword of Uriah that he caused Uriah to be killed in war. Mikelev is Mikabo Shochosin, from the dog of that chosin, meaning later on David found out that the death was unwarranted and he felt that there was avera he committed. Now, very strange story. Rehudah and Fazi went up to the second floor of the base medrash. Upstairs in the base medrash, you never could tell what's going to happen upstairs in the base medrash, right? That's why the base medrash only had one floor. They saw two men involved in homosexuality. Okay? This is unfortunately the yeshiva, obviously, right? Armulei, so they said, Rebbe. They said to him, Rabbi. Have these two talmidim, I guess, in the yeshiva. Have daitcha. Take note. Dat chad, your one, van antre, we're two. So therefore, if you're quiet, things won't go well. But if not, the two of us are going to collude and testify against you. And what happened to that chosid back in the times of David, is what's going to happen to you now.
They knew
the story. They knew the story, yeah. Okay? So that happens when you learn Yerushalmi. Okay. Halacha doubt. Rachel Beis Hiskil, when he was distant from the stoning station, Arab Amos, 4 Amos away, Hoyim Mavshita is good, he said, they removed his clothes. H. Machasin saw Milfano of him, and they were covered in front of him. Vaisha and one, Milfana Mechref, from the front and the back. A man is stone naked. Then Ishan is when she wears a plain garment when she's stone. She's not stone naked. Sees a contradiction. There he says by Sota, if she had nice hair, but as such, they wouldn't uncover it. The Kol Marachin here he says we make her naked to stone her. Harcha says more here. Become Kalamisaz. She's going to die no matter what. She's going to splatter. So therefore, there's not such a Torah. But over there, she in Timotei Torah. If she's found to be a Torah, then the young Kohanim will be entitled and attracted to her. So therefore, we don't reveal her hair. And vice versa, Machavishitas Rabbanan. It seems Rabbanan contradicts themselves. Taman there, Omar Ishniskarum, they say a man is stone naked, meaning by us. They say a man is stone naked, the Ishniskarum, and not a woman. The Koinor Minachay by Soita, they say, we do uncover her in public. Says, Marahacha, Vavta Reacha Kamocha. Here, Vavta Reacha Kamocha teaches us, Barar Lemisa Yafa, always choose a good way to go for your victims. And women would rather go modestly than go quickly. Men would rather go quickly than modestly. But over there, for those who call Nashim, we have to afflict them in order to give Musar to other women, and therefore we do dishevel her, the greater public. The stoning station was 2 stories high. One of the witnesses pushes him on his hips. If he turns on his heart, meaning he's upside down, hopefully if you turn him on his hips, he's turning right side up. If he may spot, if he died by being pushed, if not, you take the second witness, takes the stone, and also leave and throws it on his heart. He may spot, if he dies that way, that's fine. Oh no, that's the first one. Sorry, the 11. If not, I ate a shame. Note 11. The second one just takes a second stone. No, so he once throws it on his heart. He may spoil your tibi dies with that. Your tibi in love and not, but you must have a chalisrael. Any Jew can stone him. Shema says, Yada idim tieba barishana. The witnesses begin. Namiso and kill him. Yaakon barachona. And then the other witnesses, the rest of the nation joins in. Now, I seem to remember in the Bible it says you tie a stone on him when you throw him down. But here it doesn't say such a thing. Okay, so just throw them down. If necessary, put on throw stones in them afterwards. Tiny relents. The stone station itself is two stories high, and then you have the height of the individuals about to fall. Hare, it should be shlosha, that's three altogether. Hagar Amar, here it says in this question, Bavli as well, Kulokam Asanova, together with the highest height. Hare, it should be Gimel, it's three heights, right? Which is three times four, almost at least. Three times three, almost at least. Vorsh only Zokin, in a, whereas in a pit, which is going to cause damages, Admar, it said, we learned also this Babakama. At a third Fachim, up to 10 Fachim doesn't kill, but 10 Fachim does kill, right? So much less than 9 Amos already kill somebody, right? So it says more. Now, the Bible gives a different answer. But the Yerushalmi's answer is, Lo Doma Nofa Midas, Nofa Shlomi Das. It depends. And an animal or somebody else falls into a pit, it's not aware of what's happening, right? So therefore, he's not going to brace himself, and that's why he can die even in 10 Tfachim. But here, the guy is being pushed off, he's going to brace himself, and that's why, you know, he needs a higher platform which to go. So the Bavli has different answers, and the Achronim discuss it, where the Bavli argues, doesn't argue. We'll leave it for now. Rabbi Yosef ben Choli, Rabbi Abdumi, Bar Barti, Rabbi Tavi, B'shem Rabbi Yosha, they said, Ilan the Chavti Tor B'chayle, those who throw down an ox in order to slaughter it in the slaughterhouse, which they used to do in the old days before they had pens and hooks, they used to throw it down. Anyway, it's not going to be a problem that the internal limbs might get broken up. Because the ox knows they're going to push it down in order to slaughter it, and therefore it braces itself. They push down an ox with strength in order to shecht it. Arm alone, so he said, in your lives. In other words, it was kind of language of an oath. Sharune, release the ox, because you have to see if the ox was not damaged by throwing it down. Sharune, so they release the ox. Komva rock, and the ox cut up and ran away. V'amai said, Baruch shebachar v'chachomim divrei, said, blessed is God who chose chachomim and their statements. V'amai, they said, the chavtin Torah b'chele, that those who push an ox with strength, in the Shlachtos, Emo Bishum Yisukevar, doesn't destroy its internal organs. Because we see that that's the case when this ox runs away.
Now, the next few lines, Shartei Yisrael is a different Girsa, which may make more sense than the Girsa in front of us, but I'm not going to bother. It gets too complicated. Mirach Tom Skila, how do we know that Skila is required? Shneimar says, Sokoi Sokel. Obviously, it says in several cases that there are Sokoi Sokel. Stone, you should be stone. Nigel told him, I know that we pushed the guy off the roof, though. Shneimar says, shot, he shall be shot. So shot means he's pushed off the roof. Nigel told him, I know that he's pushed twice, meaning that he's pushed once, and then he throws stone on him. So the time, Lomar, Yoreh, extra yud, that means there's two shootings. Okay? Anybody who's stoned is hung afterwards. The Rebbe Lezer. Chayim say not true. Ain't a nitla elam a gadif. Only a person who blasphemes. Blaver about a zora and somebody who worships idolatry. Aish toyin lozo bepona klape. A man is hung whose face towards the people. Vaisha klep paner klape eitz. The woman is hung with her face towards the tree. The pole actually. The Rebbe Lezer. Chachomim are going to say ish nitla man is hung, and ish nitla woman's not hung at all. Amar Elazar said ma'aseh b'shem b'shetel is a ma'aseh b'shem b'shetel shetol in nashim b'ashklon. This is the deed which led to his son's demise on Amarav. He hung witches in Ashkelon. Amar Elazar said shmonim nashim tole. They said even though he hung women there, those 80 witches in Ashkelon, he hung 80. And they're all one day, which is obviously a special Rosh Hashanah. Normally, don't hang, you don't judge two in one day. So, a special Rosh Hashanah, you can't infer from that to other cases. My time, Rebbe Elazar, what's the logic, Rebbe Elazar, who says that all those who are stoned are hung? Because my Magadiv is come, they look because they're from a blasphemer whose stone is hung up on Yavi. So to infer, Sharkol is clone, anybody else whose stone is hung. My time, Rebbe, why the rabbi say only a Magadiv, either is only a blasphemer and an idolater? They say, my Magadiv, they should push it out to be Ikan Nivla, just like blasphemer, because he extended his hand against the primary cause, against Kosh Baruch Hu, he is hung. Avanim Arba Koshar Pashim Dein Beika, so to us do any other person who extends his hand against the primary tenet of a Kosh Baruch Hu, meaning through Avodah Zarah, is hung, Lios Nidim, and not anybody else. East Tani Tani, getting back to Yeshua, Yehuda, Betaba, Yishim, Betshetah. Now this again we had back in Chagiga, but I didn't look it up. Yisrael, those who until Yehuda ben Tabai, now see, Yehuda ben Tabai was the president of the Sanhedrin. Yisrael, those that Shem Meshethel knows he was the president of the Sanhedrin. Mandamar Yehuda ben Tabai, now see, who said Yehuda ben Tabai was Nasi, was because Uvda Alexandria Misayela, the story that Alexandria helps him out, the story there in Chagiga says that Yehuda ben Tabai didn't want to become Nasi, and he fled to Alexandria, and they sent a letter from Egypt from Israel to Alexandria, which said, Yerushalayim, the people of Yerushalayim wrote a letter to Alexandria from Yerushalayim the Great to Alexandria Akhtana, to Alexandria the Small. Amosai Bali Sherbaz Lechei. How long will my husband be amongst you? Vani Yoshev Saguma Basi, and I'm sitting desolate in my house. So Shri Yudim and Tabai came back and coined this version of the game. Nosi. The Shemachetah was the head of the Ashkelon Messiah. He brings proof from the case of Ashkelon, which is the case we're about to learn, and the case of Shlod to Shemachetah's son's death. Chetah Midavim Bashkelon. It's a long story. There's two students in Ashkelon. Used to eat together, and drink together, used to learn Torah together.
One of them died. Nobody came to give Bigoyim El Chesed to his Leviah. Mis bar Mayan Muchsin, so a certain individual is a tax collector, he died then the same day, or shortly thereafter, Vitilas Komedinos, and everybody stopped working in the entire country, Milman and Ches, in order to do him the Ches, come to Zavaya. Shariot Amina Bachi, so the surviving students started crying. Barmi said, Vai, woe, Dimalais, and Sonny So Klum, maybe. Sunni so means the enemies of Israel, but it's a euphemism. Maybe the Jews have no merit because they go to tax collectors' levayis, but not to Tamid Chochamim's levayis. So Yischam Lebechamah. So his the deceased Chavruso came to him in a dream. Amar Lo, and he said, Lo Tivzei B'nei Marach, do not degrade the children of your master, the children of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was B'siyata D'shmaya, Dein Ovel Chad Zochu, the tax collector did one meritorious deed. Vazaba, and he got his reward with this great Leviah. The day of the Chayim Chayim, and I committed one Avera. Vazaba, and I got my punishment with this unattended Leviah. Umachova, what negative thing did he do? Chaslo of the Chayim in Yerma, Chasu Shom the Yerma to an Avera in his lifetime. Elazim Nachad, he didn't feel Chirosh, once inadvertently put in Tefillin Chirosh before Tefillin Chiyad, or took him out of the Tefillin Sekel in reverse, whatever it was. Something minor. Umar Zachal of it, Barmai and Mechin. Mechis, what merit did this tax do? So against our Chasle, Lovet, Zachal, Minyamit, Chasle, Shom, the Evidumits in his lifetime. Elo, obviously means Chasrami should be, but this should be his reward, right? They should have a nice life. He ever did a real mitzvah, right? Elazim Nachad at one time, Ovid, he started Aristo Lubu Butaya. He made a grand meal for one of the Roman generals. Vlasi didn't show up. So I made so he said, no, Yesud Miskine, they didn't have refrigeration in the old days. He said, Yesud Miskine, may the poor people come, Yechlune, and they can eat at Lola Kalka, so it shouldn't go to waste. But not, it's only back at the mitzvah. Peace of mind. Some say have a soggy boo, a soggy worker that's once walking down the street.
And it was underneath his arm. Chad Elgo, a certain loaf of bread, and one loaf of bread, but nothing fell. Nasty Chad Miskan was taken by some poor person. He didn't tell him that it was his, the tax collector. Begin to loan Misam Kapoy in order not to embarrass him. And that was his close. Now, when the surviving son saw his deceased brother in the dream, he saw him go gardening in gardens, go pardesim, in orchards, come up in the Maya, amongst fountains of waters, which is, of course, a metaphor for his reward. He saw text later, Kaim al Guf. He was standing on the riverbank, for the boy Mamti Maya, and he wanted to get to the water. Below Mati, and he was frustrated and couldn't get to water, which is obviously symbolic of his punishment. And once he was seeing people in Shemayim, Chamas Miriam Bas Ali Betzalim, he saw Miriam, the daughter of the onion leaves, obviously not such a great woman. Talia Bechite Bizaya, she was hanging by her breasts. I don't know exactly what that metaphor meant, but she was hanging there. Bismarck, some say, Tiras Kena Kavakulune. The hinge of Ganem was swinging in her ear. Okay? So, creak, creak, creak in her ear. So, he said to Miriam, he said, Ad Amas Kedate, how long is this punishment going to go on? Amrele, so she said to him, or somebody said to him, Ad the Ace of Shimon Shetach, not blaming God, until Shimon Shetach comes to Ganem. And they're going to take it out of her ear. Hopefully, good. You have to wait your turn to get the hinge of Gehenna in your ear. Obviously, there's something profound here, right? Amalonsi said, Masuchane, Masuchane, what did he do wrong, Shemeshetta? Amalonsi said, the Noda Navshe, he took an oath. He said, if I become the Nasi, from here we see Shemeshetta seems to have become the Nasi. Kali Chol Koshan, I'm going to kill all the witches. Vaidanovilei, and we made him a Nasi. They made him a Nasi below Kali. He didn't kill the witches. So that's why he's next in line. The Ella, or it should be Svarim Achim, Vaha, which makes more sense. Vaha is Tumni Noshim, Bimaris Ashkelon. There are 80 women in the cave in Ashkelon. Machabin Alma, which are destroying the world. Zilu Marley. And they told this time Machocham, go and tell Shimon Shetach we're upset with him. Amalun, so he said, Gavo Rabu, he's a great man, Belisu Memti, he's not going to believe me. I'm just a simple guy. Amalun, so he said, Inbunu Sagi. They said to him, listen, he's very modest, and he's going to believe you. If he doesn't believe you, Apik Enoch, take out your eyes. If you have a goyadach, put your eyeballs in your hands. Apik Enoch, so he took his eyeball out. Yoav Goyad, he put in his hands. Amram, they said, Chazard, he put it back. Vishtavas Chaverta, and it was equal to his friends. Obviously, a miracle. Now, to indicate, obviously, the Sanhedrin are called what? The Enea Edo, the eyes of the congregation. So, in order to indicate that they were doing, that he was doing something wrong. Okay? Azul Marley, so Tom Bachachem went to told him and Shetach the story. Brought me Abed Tzivani, who wanted to make the simon in front of him with the eyeballs. So he said, it's not necessary. On the other side, God will see, I know you're a pious person, I believe you, right? Getting back to believing a pious person, you believe that pious person. So Abed Bichay, you should know. Nevertheless, I just want to just... When the other one said a different spell, why is it that she brought cooked dishes? Another said another thing, and she brought wine. Amalei, so they said, what can you do? Right, we showed off, what can you do, right? So obviously witches were not too bright. Amalei, so he said, be of it nor, this I can do. This I can do. Suffer three zimnin, I'm going to whistle twice. Omayalokhotanga, I'm going to bring here 80 men, Bechiram, outstanding young men. Lushimanagim, wearing clean clothes, even though it's raining outside. Chade, they'll be happy. Matichon, they'll make you happy. Travesty is a riot or something like that. Armalay, so they said, Lonanu, boy, no, we want that. Came in the Tzofer, once he whistled, once loved Shumani, the king, they put on the clothes, the clean clothes. Came in Tzofer, Tzinyana, once he whistled, second time, all the Kulachai, they all came in once.
Ramas Lone, so he said, he alluded to them, Kol Chad Mechon Yito Chadal, every one of you should take one of the witches, Yital Neymar, and pick her off off the ground. Velo Matzlich Madu off the, Gemara says, Chon, which witchcraft only works if the
person connected to the ground. Let's go through the ground. They weren't connected anymore. So, Baba Amarla, who dies his pizza? So he tried it out. Once they picked up the woman who could make the bread off the ground, he said to her, Isis pizza, make the bread. Lo Maisa, she couldn't make it. Who Amar, I said, Litzliva. So he said, bring the crucifix and we'll crucify them.
I said, Sheila, so that then she tried with the one who brought the maid's cook dish. Lo Maisa, she couldn't do it. Who Amar, he said, I said, Litzliva. Right? I said, Chamor.
He said to one who brought the wine, she couldn't do it. Lo Maisa, she couldn't do it.
Avu Amar, I said, it's even. He said, bring the crucifix.
So he did each one of them, checked them out, and then he killed them.
By the idea that somebody learned Shmoni Noshim Toloshim and Chetam and Ashkelon.
After that, somebody learned our Mishnah, was Shim and Chetam judge 80 women in Ashkelon. They die Shai Biel Mechon, even though normally we don't do two in one day. Elish HaShot Tzich Lekach. It was just a raw shot. Okay?
Ketz Tolit. How do we hang a guy who's past mitzvah?
Meshakines al kor be'oretz. We sink the beam into the ground. Vayitzi yotzei mimena, and another piece of wood comes out for it, perpendicular. But the guy's already dead. We're not hanging him like by a noose. Rather, makiv sheyodav zuozu. You put his two hands together. We told us when you hang him by his hands. Says you don't actually put the beam in the ground, rather you incline it on the wall. But tell the boy you hang on it, like butchers do.
Tell him we hang him and we let him go immediately. Be long if we leave him overnight.
Below says here transgress a lot. Shemit says, Lo Solini Lo Solit, do not leave his carcass on the tree. He covertic better by Hamu Beri Manate. He last Lokim told you because the blasphemer, the cursor of God is hanging. Kumaraz, meaning, name Maza, totally white scar hanging. They should kill us so shame because everybody's going to know it's because he cursed the name of God. Nimza Sheshwan Mishel, so to Chul Hashem if he's hanging there, so therefore they want to get him off as soon as possible.
Tylezer May Yaakov, Amen.
This is very by somebody who's Mechal Shem Shamayim. Creates a Chil Hashem from a blasphemer. So
there's a Chumra by somebody who's a blasphemer over Mechal Shem Shamayim. In Megadib, see, what's the Chumra? By Megadib, by Lazarus, look, see, Vlos Lindy Vlos Lindy, only overnight. In Mechal, see, by Mechal, some goes to Chil Hashem. Ksiva says, "Vatika Chritzva Basayas Asak" is the story at the end of Sefer Shmuel, where David had to kill in order to appease the Gibeonites seven of the children of Shaul, and they hung him up. They strung him up for months. The Mitzvah Asbaya took a sack, Vatitela Tzor, and she put it on the stones there. Vitchilas Kotzer from the beginning of the harvest, and Nitach Mayim Aleim until the water started pouring on them. I didn't mean show you to Liam. They were hanging there all summer. Mishisho even spring until the fall. Mishisho saw Benisan from the 16th day of Nisan and Shiva saw Marcheshwan till 6 months later, the 17th day of Marcheshwan. See, it says, I named Yeshua by Yamu Chotvei Tzemishor Vei Maim Leito. It says about the Gibeonites, the subject of our story, that when they tricked the Yeshua to accept them, he made them wood choppers and water carriers. Nichol Eidos. I understand he said that it, for the congregation. But it says it also for the altar of God. What does it mean? They work for the altar. Elisha Tloyam B'Yeshua B'Rifion Yeshua hung them weekly. That's what it means literally. What it means is he put them in a state of halachic suspended animation. I'm not going to push them away, nor bring them near. I'm going to leave them in limbo. And let me show you in those base up here. He eventually is going to build a base at Mikdash. The S Daito Lekari, the Kari, if he wants to bring them near, bring them near, but it's like the Rafi, Rav wants to draw the, push them aside, farther, or push them aside. Uvah David Richka, David came and decided to push them away. But he said, Akivoni Lobne Sohema, the Gibbonites are not Jews. Why is that? The one is going to explain. Vulamicha, why he pushed them away? Al Shem, because it says, Vayi Rabbi made David Shoshram. It says that there was a famine in the days of David 3 years. Omar David, so David said, Vavon Shoshram, Kushram, and that's all. For three Abayers, rain ceased. Let's check if it's one of these three. Avodah Zarah, Gilead, Arise, Shulchan Aruch. Idolatry, licentiousness, and murder. Avodah Zarah, the Chassidim said, Avodah Zarah, we know the code says, Penny Yftel, Avachem, it says, let your hearts go astray. Vassar Machlan says, the chasing the two boats, Har Shemaim is going to stop up the heavens. Gilead, Arise, licentiousness, the Chassidim says, Vayim nu revivio Malkosh, rains ceased, Malkosh loya. For the rain ceased and the last rains did not come. Because the Metzachishas on Hayaloch, because you had the foreign of a prostitute. Shvichus Dami murdered the Shneamah says, Ki Adamu Yachniva Swords, the land make flatters the land, meaning that it causes the land to cease to produce. Yeshani some say, Apostate stuck up Rabbim, same thing is true about somebody who pledges money in public, they are nice to men don't give that they cause the rains to cease. The Chassidus says, the sea and the ruach v'geshem ayin, there are clouds and there are wind and there's no rain. Ki ish misal mamata sheker, because people take pride in false gifts. Baruch David b'chol dro. That's one of the reasons given. But there's not the reason here in this Gemara. Okay, but if David called Rachav, But David called Rachav, David checked in all his ways, and not finding any of these to be true. So, Yisrael Shabbat him to me. So, he started asking the breastplate, the Kohen Gadol, what's the story? The Zayim says, Vayivakish Lois, me Hashem requested for the confidence of God. All right, blessed says, Ksivit says, Bikshu Hashem HaKohen Ve'etz, quest God, all the modest of the land, Ba'Hashem Ishpato Polo, which judgment is so to his activities, meaning he could do man contradictory things at once. How so? Vayom Hashem, Hashem said, Al Shu'ub Al Beis Adomi, it concerns both Sheol and the house of blood. Al Hashem Yisagoni, that he smote down the Gibbonites. Al Sheol means, Shlosh Yisrael Chesed, you are being punished, he didn't do the Chesed Sheol to make him a proper Hesped when he dies. And Sheol's being punished at the same time, because those two judgments come intertwined, even though they seem to be contradictory to each other, for and against Sheol. Ulebei Sheol, meaning, Rabbeis Adamim, Hashem Yisrael Grivonim, since he caused the Gibeonites to die, because he killed Nov Irakoni, from which they used to draw their sustenance, so he's liable. Shalt David Korokorokorokorot. So David said the message, called them together. Amal said, Lamb, he said, then Malachim Beishol, what do you have against the house of Saul? Amal said, they shame me, see, Menashiva Noshim, cause seven of our number to die. Shnechot Veil, they seem two wood choppers, with Shnechot Veil, and two water carriers, with Sofer, and our Sofer, and our Chazen, and our Shamash. Why those seven people? I don't know. Amalan said, Matum bo. So what do you want in compensation? So they said, you tell them Shiva Nashi wants seven people, though Kanun Lashem Givon, and we're gonna string them up to God in Givon. Amalan said, Amar no Yeshalom, what benefit do you have from that kind of retribution? In Elam is godly just because they get killed. So Avlachon Kesav is off, take gold and take silver and gold. Amalasa said, Lain Lano Kesav is all Shovi Basil. So we don't have gold and silver against the house of Saul. We want blood. So he said, Dilma Bati and Lamela, maybe they're afraid to succumb collectively, because each one of the emissaries is afraid, embarrassed to admit he wants gold and silver from the other. So Abinasi called Khadru Khabinasi, took each one individually. Avaisland tried to persuade him. Kuminav Shib by himself. Ulama Kabu loving. They wouldn't accept it. Although the Chassidus says, "Ain lanu kesef v'zav," it says, even though the decree was "Ain lanu kesef v'zav,"
that we don't have silver gold. The way it's written, each individual did not want silver gold. So Boso Shoy Omar David, that the David said they're not Jews. You know why they're not Jews? They don't adhere to the Spindel principle. What's our ultimate compensation? Money. What do they want? Blood. Is that Jewish? No. But that's not what the Gemara says. Were we writing the word, that's what we would write, say, right? Funny, the Gemara did not know about this. Shlosha was obvious to us, right? Shlosha Vatonos type, it's interesting language. It's not in the Bible, it just says that the three traits that Am Yisrael has. But here it says, it's three precious gifts, which Hashem gave Am Yisrael. By Shonim, Rachmonim, Begum Lechasonim. They're easily embarrassed or shy. They are charitable and they are merciful and they're charitable. Your fear is on there is fears on your faces. Hashem gave you rachamim. And he has mercy upon you as well. If you're back, and he multiply you. Come the chasodim, you do kindness to see. Hashem preserves you the covenant and chesed. These covenants have none of these traits. And he pushed them aside. And the Gibeonites are not from the Jewish people. Ezer later came and rejected them as well. It says, the Nisim sat in their own isolated, segregated cities. And cities in Sihon Nishvo were from the Sinim, which are Gibeonites. But after of Sina Koshbom Rachon, even in the world to come, Koshbom, this is them. You'll see it says, Vovedo here, the municipal workers, which are the Gibeonites, Yabdu Mikol Shivte Israel. They were going to serve Hashem from all the tribes of Israel. So we dash that, Yabdu, they're going to eradicate them, cause them to be lost from all the tribes of Israel, because they don't have Jewish traits. Says, I'll give. The king took the two sons of Ritzbah. And it says he took the five sons of Micha. Says Mar, what do you mean the five sons of Micha? Micha Labasro Loy of Love Lot. Micha, the son and daughter of Shaul, was David's wife, and she didn't have a child, at least not till the day of her death. Where'd you get five? And when Me'atah, you have to say B'nai Me'rav, the children of Me'rav, another one of Shaul's daughters. We lost Michal raised them, then you grow they were called by her name. Okay. And then Melchbeagim, the king gave them the heads of the Gibeonites. Vayokinum, and they strung them up Bahar, if on the mountain, leafing Hashem before God. Vayplushiva, some of the all seven fell together. Shiva Sayim Ksiv. It says Shiva Sayim, and we read it Shiva Son. Choser Chad. So why did it say Shiva Sayim? With a Yud? Because one of them didn't go. Zemifiboshes, that one which didn't go is Mephiboshes, the son of Yonason. His battle of David. David prayed for him. He called him his Bech, and his Beach saved him. Armeloni, David said to the descendants of Shaul, "Hareini, my fellow's name is I'm going to cause you all to go before the altar. Koshim is Beach Kol Tov, Reishol. Anybody who is absorbed by the altar, meaning the altar has some tug on it, he belongs to the altar and he gets saved. We name if he boshes, and he did this because he boshes. Shagadol b'Torah." Who was a great man Torah. Leaving his Zech went before the Kimis Bech and Zech Kolto talked at him and therefore he got off. Rabbi Yehovah said, "Akolo Kima Elyon, I will call to God on high. Lokelga Me'elai to the God who literally completed to me, meaning that he granted me in my favor." She's going to go to David. Hashem agreed with David to let Mephibosheth off. Famous, so they were killed by Mekotzir in the days of the harvest, Betchias Ketzir Chetim, Sosarim, the beginning of the barley harvest. Vatikach Mitzvah Basayas Abeg, and she took a garment. Vatikelo Hatzir, she spread it on the rock. Mao Hatzir, what is on the rock? Omer Rabbi Yosher Mishnah said, Choice Omer, she would say, Hatzir Tamim Polo, Tzidu Kadin, justifying God's judgment. He is the rock's righteous are his activities. Rabbi Yosher Mishnah said, Godol Kinesh Hashem Michal Hashem.
He said it's a similar thing to what we said before, but in different form. Kiddush Hashem is greater than Chil Hashem. B'Chil Hashem, by Chil Hashem, Stephen says, Lo Selini V'Lo Sol. Don't leave somebody overnight on the tree when he's being loved. Because the Chil Hashem. But by Kiddush Hashem, but to make the Kiddush Hashem here, that Hashem would listen to the Gibeonites' plea, Stephen says, V'Yitloi Manita Chalei Mayim Aleim. They hung unto water poured upon them. The Mikadish Shem Shemayim, which we shall see pleasantly. Malayim Mishutloi Mishishalem Nisan teach us that they were hanging there from the 2nd day of Nisan, Achi Vasar Machesh, till the 7th day of Machesh. For even Shami Omi, the passersby would say, Machatu? What they said, Shishtali Midasadin, that the Midasadin was distorted in such a way against them. For Yermi Lamb, they used to say to the passersby, I should push the name of Gamerim, because Shaul extended his hands against cursed Gamerim, against Gibeonites, so therefore they were granted that retribution. Because he deprived their Parnosa, or according to Yushami, seems he literally killed 7 of them, Hashem sought to compensate them as they had pleased. That's Kavachom. The Gibeonites would not convert for the sake of heaven. Tava Kadosh Baruch Hu, Domina Kadosh Baruch Hu demanded their blood's revenge. I'm Skanu Shem Shemayim. Those who do convert for the sake of heaven, Lo Koshke, and certainly Hashem will seek their revenge. Harbe Gerim Nizgar Bosim, and many Gerim and Nizgar, and in that period. Says that day, but it means that period of when they were hanging there. Shlomo says, "Vayisaper Shlomo Sanoshim Agerim." Shlomo counted the gerim which he had. Vayas lemeham shivim el nos. They have only had 70,000 porters just in the gerim of Megayer. We attribute that to this episode when they saw the Kiddush Hashem. How well Am Yisrael seeks justice even for the cursed Gibeonites. We shall stop here for this evening.